roommates with Dad was rough.
He's been harassing me at my house.
I don't care. He's your father. That's what parents do. They harass their children.
But
I hear her saying, "You're killing me." I come outside and he's choking.
Was her boyfriend even rougher?
He pushes me down, slams my head against the ground a couple times.
I never hit him, never struck him with the ball in the fist.
Well, what did you do to him? I want you to tell me the truth.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheinlein. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy. Ron Pentley is suing his daughter, Rachel Pentley, and her boyfriend, Stephen Latin, for money owed for move-in costs, an unpaid loan, and damages from an assault.
Order. All rise. Case number 385 on the calendar in the matter of Pentley versus Latin Pentley.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Judge parties have been sworn in. You may be seated. Ma'am, have a seat.
Mr. Pentley, this is your daughter and that's her boyfriend.
Yes.
You have two children?
Yes.
Is he the father of these two children?
Yes.
How old are they?
My daughter is two and my son is one.
Okay. This is some ridiculous case about you taking a house or an apartment, something, so that you could invite your daughter, her boyfriend, and the two children so you could all live together because you were living with somebody that you weren't happy with. They were living with her mother's not happy with him, so you all decided to live together. Then there was some sort of an altercation, and that was shortly after you moved in?
It was almost about a month after you moved in.
And on what date was the altercation?
It was on the 30th. Well, actually, the 1st of November.
Don't ask me. I wasn't
December,
there.
I'm sorry.
What date?
December 1st.
And that's when it all happened?
Right.
About what time?
About 2 o'clock in the morning, 2 or 3.
Had you had a party?
It was his birthday. The Friday was his birthday, the 30th.
So you had a birthday party?
Yes, that's correct. If I can make a statement, it was actually the 30th. So my birthday was the 29th. Saturday would have been the 30th.
Okay. And where were your two children?
With my parents. They wanted to go spend some time with grandma and grandpa because, you know, my daughter rides horses and stuff like that. So they wanted to go out there and hang out with grandma. We got some alone time, you know, to hang out with some of our friends, that's all.
Hanging out was all fine. What were the two of you doing drunk?
What's that?
I said hanging out is fine. What were the two of you doing drunk? That's what you say. I'm reading your statements.
I wouldn't say drunk, but yeah, we had been drinking, that's for sure.
Drunk?
Not drunk, but okay.
Maybe I read wrong. Well, Rachel was speaking on behalf of both of you. She said it was Stephen's birthday. He and I had an argument. I honestly don't remember what the argument was about because we were drunk.
She was.
Yeah, but you were on top of her.
I was picking her up, yeah.
What?
I was picking her up because she slipped
picking
in the grass in the
up.
Front yard.
So
yeah,
what?
Of course.
All right. First you look at me like a goofball, like you didn't know what I was talking about, and then you said, well, yeah, I was picking her up. You were picking her up because she was?
Because she had slipped in the front yard.
Because she fell?
Yes.
And you were not yelling?
Well, I was upset, yeah.
Oh, well, that's what she says here. What were you upset at?
Just some crude statements that were made, you know, and accusations and
well,
stuff.
Well, let me
like
hear
that.
About that on your birthday when you both weren't drunk.
We're just going back and forth that, like, we hadn't, like, that.
I have no idea. You just sucked up.
Right.
15, 20 seconds of my airtime without saying anything.
Right. No, what the problem was is, you know, she, I work, you know, full time, stuff like that. I come home, like the house.
What do you mean stuff like that? Most people work full time.
Well, a lot of people don't.
But most people work full time.
Most people do work full time, yeah.
Right. You don't get any medals for that.
Of course.
You make two children, that's what you do. You work full time.
Of course. We got to provide. I understand that 100%.
Yeah,
that's what you
got to
do.
So you work full time for which you don't get a medal. And you were telling me what you were arguing about.
Right, okay. So we were just arguing about the fact that, you know, things that weren't getting done around the house, statements that are made, I made, you know...
No, just a second. Let's break that down. You were arguing because things don't get around the house, so you were telling her she was a slob?
No, she was slow on certain things.
Slob.
No,
I said
not a slob. She's nowhere
slow.
Near...
Slow with regard to what?
Slow
she's intellectually?
Not slow whatsoever.
Well, you used the word slow.
I mean, like slow to pick up things, stuff like that, you know.
So slow to pick up things.
Yeah, well, it's to my expectations, you know.
Not up to your expectations.
I mean, and, you know, that's true. I know. It's funny. It's something I'm working on. But it's the truth, though. I'm being real.
Well, I want to know. Well, I want you to be real. I don't want you to be real. I don't want you to be the real you. I would like you to be real somebody else.
Like what?
I don't know. Anything else.
Anything else? Okay.
Anything else. Okay. So now she's in the front yard, and you're over her arguing, and you're picking her up because she slipped and fell. Is that what you're telling me? It's not what she wrote here.
The correction was, is we were arguing before that. She went to go inside. She slipped in the grass. I went to pick her up.
And?
We weren't arguing. I was just picking her up like, what the heck,
you know? Is that what you wrote here? Do you remember, Rachel, what you wrote?
Yes.
So you want to tell me what? Come on, Rachel, you don't want me to embarrass you like I just embarrassed him, do you?
No.
Okay. So he's already called you a little slow and drunk because he said he wasn't drunk. You were drunk. That's what he said. Okay? And, well, you're really not a slob, but you're slow in picking things up because you don't clean up to his expectations. Mm-hmm. All right?
Okay.
Now, Rachel, now you want to tell me about this fight on the lawn?
I was drunk, so I don't really remember what we were arguing about. And so, yeah, I don't really remember anything.
So don't tell me what you were arguing about. Do you remember your father interceding in the argument?
Yes, I do remember that, Rachel? Because I got in between it.
Mm-hmm. Well, why don't you tell me what happened?
I just remember him and I fighting out on the lawn.
The two of you?
Yes, me and him. And then my father came out and told him to stop, and so they went in the house, and then they started yelling at each other, and then they started pushing each other around.
So your father came out to protect you?
Right.
Well, if your father came out to protect you, then the boyfriend, the father of your children, wasn't just helping you up because you slipped, right? So what do you want? You have a counterclaim.
He's been harassing me at my house.
I don't care. He's your father. That's what parents do. They harass their children.
Yeah, but
I went there one time, Your Honor.
Okay, fine.
One time.
Good. Okay, now what do you want from them? They're living in the house, and you put up the money for
first and the deposits, and I put up two deposits for utilities.
I don't care about utilities.
Okay.
All I want to know is how much was the security deposit on the house?
$1,000.
And you're living there now?
Yes. Yes.
So then you owe him $1,000 because you should get that back if you leave the house nice and clean and neat and orderly. And if you do not leave the place in good order, you are not going to get the $1,000 back. So I suggest that you and girlfriend make sure that the place is in good order so the landlord will give you the security deposit back.
Of course.
In the meantime, you're going to give it to him.
Okay.
So now you have your security deposit back. What else do you think you want?
Pain and suffering for the assault?
Oh, yes. Part of your claim is for an assault that you claim Mr. Latin committed on your person.
I also have proof here of him not being drunk. He has it in his apology.
You want to tell me about the assault?
Okay. What happened was I was in the restroom. I came back out, and at the point I hear her saying, "You're killing me." I come outside, and he's choking. That's what she's saying. So I tell him to get off her. They get up. They come in the house. He starts slamming all the cabinets. And then all of a sudden, he turns on me and accuses me of touching my granddaughter. She's getting in between, and he's pushing us back. Then he pushes me down, slams my head against the ground a couple times. At that point, the last one was pretty hard to hurt. So I tried to push him off. He grabbed me and threw me into the TV. At that point, he smashed my face, cut my lips and my chin.
Did you call the police?
Yes, I did.
You have a report?
I couldn't get one from the original because I didn't file charges at the time.
So the answer is no.
But not from the original night.
A report from what?
From another police station.
That has to do with what incident?
That incident.
I don't understand, sir.
What originally happened that night, he called the cops on, and they said, because it was based off allegations.
Don't tell me what they said. Okay. All I want is a police report. Don't have it. Do you have photographs of your injury, sir?
Yes, I do.
I'd like to see it.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. I got this, and here's the report.
I'd like to see that, too. Okay, you want to tell me about the fight that you had with the plaintiff?
Okay, well, like I said, it goes back to the grass scene.
No, look.
Okay. It was
going back to... Is your paper more attractive than I am?
To an extent, no, I'm just playing. We're in the front yard. What happened? She slipped in the grass. I had went to pick her up. He came out drunk and a taunt.
That's not what she says at all.
Okay.
Let me tell you something. And it's not true.
Okay.
She says you were fighting.
We're arguing.
She says you were fighting.
Okay. Well, fighting is part of arguing. Okay. Well, arguing is part of fighting. Okay.
Do you have family?
As in kids?
No. As in a mother, a father. You have a mother and a father? Do they watch television?
Of course they do.
Stop making a fool of yourself.
Okay. That's fine.
I want you to tell me the truth.
So the truth is, he came outside, said, let go of my daughter. He already had animosity towards me because of that night. But anyways, besides the point, I walked into the house. I went to the kitchen, left everything alone. The first thing he comes at me and says, he says, you know what? I don't care what's going on with you and my daughter. I don't like you, blah, blah, blah. If it was up to me, me and my son would come and kill you if we had the chance to. And that's what his statements were. So that sparked me. I said, you're going to kill me? I said, well, here's the deal, okay? I'm already on to your game. The only reason why you're still in this house is because my fiance has asked me to do you a favor. But here's the problem. You don't come at me and threaten my family or my household or even harm or put your hands on my children whatsoever. He'd then say, what are you going to do about it? Got in my face, pushed me, and I never hit him, never struck him with the balled up fist. That's in the police report that he has.
Well, what did you do to him?
I pushed him off and got him in a chokehold. That's it. Get him off of me.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And later today...
You were scared for your life with a police officer there?
Yes, he was yelling at me in front of his son. He was very vulgar. I asked him to calm down repeatedly, and he
kept... Well, there's no need. He does have a temper.
Yeah.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Ron Pendley says his daughter, Rachel Pendley, and her boyfriend, Stephen Latin, owe for loans and an assault. She is countersuing for unpaid rent and utilities and harassment.
Now, you made two children with him, right? Because you know why you made two children with him? Because you thought he was cute looking, right?
Well, I've known him 5 years before we dated.
Nice. Nice. Choking is not nice. Okay. Judging for the plaintiff, $1,000 for your security deposit. $2,500 for the assault, $3,500. Whatever counterclaim, ridiculous as it is, that you have, is dismissed. Goodbye. Thank you.
Parties are excused, you may step out.
Wasn't for sure how exactly he was till I moved in and found out from that night.
I want to say I'm a bad seed. Everybody plays a role in an argument, confrontation.
How he really was. When he got drunk, he turned into a monster.
One of those things that happens.
He's just a bad guy all around.
Most people want to come after the person, make the other bad side look bad. And
he's got problems.
I just want to have fun and live our lives how, about to be married couple should be.
As long as she's going along with whatever he's making her do, there's nothing we can do about it.
But at the same time, I don't want nothing to do with them.
And now, the next case.
All parties in the matter of Mason versus Gomez. Step forward.
Scott and Mary Mason are suing fellow motorist, 22-year-old Brianna Gomez, for a fender bender in a parking structure.
Who was driving the car on November 1st?
I was.
Were you in the car? On that date?
Yes.
Okay. Why don't you have a seat?
Thank you.
And this is your son?
Yes.
He was in the car?
Yes.
Also? Okay. Mr. Mason, you were driving. You parked your car?
Yes, ma'am.
And you parked your car in a lot?
It was a parking structure. We were headed to the 3rd Street Promenade.
Okay. And you were going, Ms. Gomez, to the same lot?
Yes, ma'am.
And you were driving a rental car?
Yes.
Why were you driving a rental car?
I had to get to work, and I usually rent a car once a month to run errands.
When you rent the car, do you take insurance?
I usually do, and at that time I didn't.
So you did not take insurance?
No.
Why?
I had my personal insurance, and I thought they would cover any damages.
Well, you said you usually do.
Yeah.
Well, why would you usually take it and this time not?
The waiver damage. I have a State Farm because I just moved here from Maryland. So I figured that if there was any damages, they would cover it.
So you made a mistake?
Yeah, I did.
Because it is your claim, Mr. Mason, that when the defendant was backing into a spot next to yours, she damaged your car.
She was pulling into the stall and hit my vehicle, correct?
You didn't see that happen?
I was not there.
But when you came out of the 3rd Street Promenade where you were shopping, there was a note on your car.
Two notes.
May I see them, please?
Here's the first one, notice from the Santa Monica PD, which the defendant notified after hitting my car.
You're giving me too much information, sir, because I don't know that unless you have a police officer here. Do you?
That's the notice.
No, no, no. Listen to me. All I asked you for was the note. Anything else you're doing, you're editorializing. Do you understand? Because you can't tell me what she told the police department.
Yes, ma'am.
So you came out and found this on your car.
That's correct.
Okay, so this says that vehicle trying to park hit your front fender bumper, info card attached. Any problem, contact Santa Monica Police Department?
That's correct.
And it's signed by the police officer. What was the second?
Ticket.
I'd like to see it.
Don't have the ticket. Paid.
What was the ticket for?
Backing in.
backing into a parking space?
That's correct.
What kind of car were you driving?
A Volvo.
What year?
2002.
Okay, go.
So I pulled into parking structure 9 on Wilshire and 4th. As I was pulling in, I backed in next to the plaintiff's car.
So you backed in?
Yes, I was beginning to back in, yes.
So you also were backing into the spot?
Shh.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
That's not a conversation you usually have with somebody if you say it's not my fault. Got it?
Got it.
Good.
She was actually sitting.
Can I say
sitting.
Up?
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Scott Mason says, fellow motorist Brianna Gomez damaged his car when she ran into him at a parking structure. Brianna is countersuing, claiming Scott threw a tantrum and kicked her vehicle.
You backed in.
Yes, ma'am.
And?
And then a guy driving in front of me advised me that if I backed in, I would be ticketed. I said, thank you. Pulled out of the spot and turned my car around. And as I was pulling in, I was actually really close to hitting the plaintiff's car, and I just continued to pull in. And as I pulled in, that security officer from the parking structure approached me and asked me if I had seen anything, and I said I hadn't. And he said he was responding to a fender bender.
Don't tell me.
I'm sorry, what he said.
He said.
Sorry, Your Honor.
If you wanted him here, you could have subpoenaed him to be here.
Yes, ma'am.
But you didn't. So your defense is it wasn't me.
It wasn't me.
Did you give the police officer your information with regard to the damage to plaintiff's car?
I did.
And you're the same gal who knows she has insurance from State Farm, who knows how to rent a car once a month to get her stuff together, and who seems like a relatively intelligent person. If I didn't hit a car, I would not have given a police officer my name, information, and contact information.
Your Honor, when the plaintiff approached his car, he told me to get out of the car repeatedly, and the officer that was there had to step in and intervene a couple times. And honestly, I was scared for my life, and I gave him
you
my
You were scared
insurance.
For your life with a police officer there?
Yes, he was yelling at me in front of his son. He was very vulgar. He was calling me the word in front of his son. I asked him to calm down repeatedly, and
he does have a temper.
Yeah, he kept
he
insisting
does,
for my
listen
ID.
Listen to me. Sort of tell he has a little bit of a temper, but after all, it's only a car.
Right.
And it's only a ding to the car. But you see, I asked you a few questions before, which suggests to me that everything that he says is correct, because I can't understand otherwise why he would know, A, that it's a rental car, which is what he says. She said, please, it's a rental car. B, I don't have insurance. All those things turned out to be true. That's not a conversation you usually have with somebody if you say it's not my fault. You don't say to them, it's not my fault and it's a rental car and I don't have insurance. You say, I didn't hit your car. That's what you say. Got it?
Got it.
Good.
She was actually
sitting. Can I say,
sitting
app, app?
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Want justice? Go to judgejudy.com. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.
Now, show me the estimate and make sure it's a good one on a car that's 11 years old.
It's a good one. I have pictures of the damage, too, Your Honor.
I'd like to see it.
Pictures of the damage.
Pictures of the damage.
Crash.
It's a good one.
Thank you.
Now, Ms. Gomez, I am dismissing your counterclaim.
Okay.
Because I think it's nonsense, his temper tantrum. He's suing you, quite frankly, for what I consider a relatively modest amount of money for the damage you caused, which was just a little under $1,100. It's a bargain. $1,096. Judgment for the plaintiff. Thank you.
Please excuse me. Step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
Actually really scared. I had to call Santa Monica police.
They did show up. They actually were patrolling the lot.
And they got involved and kind of handled it.
It happened to come across us as we were in discussion.
He kept calling me the P-word and got in my face a couple times.
Absolutely not.
I told him to calm down. His son is there.
I thought I was very cordial with her. However, I was a little disappointed to hear
there was no need for the vulgar language.
That she had no insurance, especially on a rental car.
When I was pulling out, I tried to get away right after the cop was there, and he kept kicking my car.
Absolutely not.
They told us to both leave and handle it in civil court.
But, you know, you need to be responsible.